Congressman John Lewis is Georgia's 5th congressional district representative, well known for his role in the civil rights movement, from organizing lunch counter sit-ins in Nashville in 1961 to holding the chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee to being one of the key architects of the historic March on Washington in August of 1963. The congressman sat down with me to talk about his book. March opens with a prologue of sort that is set on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Montgomery during Bloody Sunday, then quickly jumps forward in time to just a few years ago, the eve of Barack Obama's inauguration.
I think it was important for us to set the stage. Many young people were coming into my office, and I was telling stories like I do a great deal. When I meet young children, I tell them the stories of the movement. I show them photographs of what happened and how that happened. Then I go back to my early days as a child.
You did aspire to be a preacher, a minister in your youth.
Well, as a student, I went off to American Baptist Theological Seminary. It's now called American Baptist College. And I studied religion and I studied philosophy. And I was licensed and ordained as a minister, but I got caught up in the civil rights movement. And the larger community became my pastor, it became my church.
And you met Martin Luther King during a time in which you were looking and hoping to transfer from the school where you were registered and taking classes back home in Alabama.
Well, I wanted to go to school, a place only 10 miles from my home. It's called Troy State College. It is not known as Troy University. I submitted my application, my high school transcript. I never heard a word from the school. So I wrote a letter to Dr. King. I didn't tell any of my teachers. I didn't tell my brothers or sisters or my mother or father. I just wrote a letter to Dr. King and told him I needed his help. Dr. King wrote me back and sent me a round-trip Greyhound bus ticket and invited me to come to Montgomery to meet with him.
That's amazing.
On a Saturday morning, my father drove me to the Greyhound bus station, aboarded the bus, and traveled 50 miles from Troy to Montgomery. And a young lawyer by the name of Fred Gray, who was a lawyer for Rosa Parks and Dr. King, picked me up at the Greyhound bus station, drove me to the First Baptist Church in Montgomery, and ushered me into the office of the church. I saw Dr. King and the Reverend Ralph Abernathy standing behind a desk. I was so afraid. I was so scared to be in the presence of these two men that I heard about, heard the name on the radio so many times, read about them in the paper. And Dr. King said to me as I walked in, "Are you the boy from Troy? Are you John Lewis?" And I said, "Dr. King, I am John Robert Lewis." I gave my whole name. I wanted him to be sure, and I wanted to be sure that I was the right person. And that was the beginning of my relationship with Martin Luther King Jr.
The book is written about the beginning of the civil rights struggle in earnest in the 1960s. How did you begin?
A staff person of mine, Andrew Iden, I think he first said, we should do a comic book.
And what was your thought?
Well, I said, well, maybe a group of staffers who had been working on a campaign of mine back in 08 heard him say he was going to a comic book conference, Comic-Con, and they sort of made fun of him. Mm-hmm. And I said, you shouldn't make fun of him. I remember a comic book that came out in 1957. It was Martin Luther King Jr. and the Montgomery Story, and it sold for 10 cents. Dr. King, matter of fact, edited the book back in 1957, and it told the story, it told the struggle of the people in Montgomery, and it inspired many young people. In 1957 and 58, it inspired me to start studying the way of peace, the way of love, the way of nonviolence. So he said, Congressman, you really should write a comic book. And I finally said, I would do it if you write it with me. The publisher said to Andrew, as he starts searching for an illustrator, that maybe this is something that Nate Powell, this unbelievable illustrator, would be someone that we could work with. And we became like brothers, the three of us working together.
How did you decide as far as the story you wanted to tell and how to lay it out?
Well, Andrew, he would come and interview me, and then he would write, and then I would check the writing and say, no, this is not it. You didn't get it. Then he would say, Congressman, let's try this. Let's rewrite that. And so we worked together on the weekends, late at night, by way of the telephone, and we would share the finished product with Nate Powell, and then he would send some of his drawings. And it's amazing. This guy is so gifted, so creative. In matter of minutes, in matter of a few seconds, he can see a story, read a story, and then he can make it sing.
What is it like seeing your life set down like this in a graphic novel form?
Well, it is very moving to see it, and it is real, and it is my life. It is my hope that other children and young people, I know one reporter who passed the book on to his young 9-year-old son, and he read it in a short time, and his young son went in and put on a suit and got a cap and put it on his head and said, I'm ready to march for equality.
Congressman John Lewis there talking about his new graphic memoir, March, Book One. Lewis is the keynote speaker at this weekend's AJC Decatur Book Festival, opening the festival Friday night. For more, visit wabe.org/citycafe.